Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us. And we're looking at having such a great time in the Lord tonight. So go ahead and grab your Bible. Get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we give you thanks. Lord, we bless you, O God, and we thank you for allowing us to return once again, Lord, to just glorify your name. We ask you, Lord, to incline your ear unto our prayer and hear us, Lord, as we call upon you this night. Lord, have mercy on us and forgive our sins. Blot out our transgressions, Lord. Wash us and purge us, Lord. Clean us up on the inside and on the outside. And help us, Lord, to walk upright before you. Oh, my God, help us to seek you with our whole heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to surrender completely unto your will, oh, Lord. And stop by here while we're praying this prayer, oh, God, and let a blessing come upon us and overtake us, Lord, through this broadcast in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, God, for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, heal and deliver, make whole, my God, strengthen and encourage in the name of Jesus. Loose shackles, oh, my God, destroy the yoke of bondage. Lord, yes. Move in miraculous ways. Work wonders, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to cover us under your blood, Lord, and keep us in your protection. In the name of Jesus, please, Lord, send your word tonight and let your word have free course. Let your word go out, Lord, and reach every target in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, your word will not return unto you void, but let your word reach the hearer tonight. Oh, God, let the word sink into our hearts and into our minds. And help us to accept your word in the name of Jesus. We ask you, oh, Lord, to anoint the speaker tonight. Give us strength in her body and speak through her, Lord. Use her for your service in the name of Jesus. Lord, work miracles and move through signs and wonders. Let your glory be revealed and let your powers be made manifest. Oh, my God, you made us, Lord, and you know everything about us. You know our shortcomings. You know our faults, Lord, and we thank you for being so merciful. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. We thank you, oh, God, for being patient with us. Oh, Lord, we don't deserve your goodness. We don't deserve your love. But, Lord, we thank you for being so good to us. And for loving us, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. And we give you glory and honor. Lord, not our will, but let your will be done and have your way. Oh, my Lord Jesus, remember those, Lord, oh, God, who are bereaved of their loved ones, someone that's close to them or meant so much to them, Lord. We pray, God, that you will comfort them and console them in this difficult time in the name of Jesus. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We ask, Lord, that you'll accept our prayer, all of these blessings we ask, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 13th number of Psalms. How long will thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long will thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemies be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemies say I have prevailed against them, and those that trouble me rejoice when I'm moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 13th number of Psalms. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Shell. And also, again, for that prayer being prayed by Lady Tamina. Thank you all again for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Miguel Edmonds. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. And that access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And we also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Miguel Edmonds on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 6:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice/title1school. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. Our own evangelist, Cynthia Edmond, is scheduled to preach at God is Love Ministries on Sunday, March the 5th at 3 o'clock p.m. The address is 1400 Kenwood Avenue in Camden, New Jersey, 08104. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for the entire Morton family, Latricia Blackshear, Crawford West, Mary Anderson, Sister Maria McBride, Titus Edmond Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sean Parker, Mary Benson, Jonathan West, Henry and Mary Edmond, Teresa Ray, the Carr family, David Alston, the Thornton family, Lamar White. And on our youth prayer list, we want to pray for India West, Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Humming, Jasmine Jackson, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And if Evangelist Cynthia is on the broadcast, we're going to ask her if she wouldn't mind rendering a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, sis.
I've been tested. My faith has been tried. Satan has attempted to destroy my life. He's robbed, abused, accused, and stole. He's done everything he could do, scare my soul, but I still have joy. Still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. Friends have left me. They question my faith. The good I tried to do was thrown back in my face. The hurt and the pain, it brought tears to my eyes. But God has replaced a blessing for every tear that I've cried. And I still have joy. I still have joy. after all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have peace, still have peace. After all I've been through, I still have peace. I still have peace. I still have peace. After all I've been through, I still have peace. I still have his love. I still have his love. After all I've been through, I still have his love. I still have his love. I still have his love. After all I've been through. After all I've been through. After all I've been through, I still have joy.
Amen. Praise you to God. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. I really love to hear her sing that all the time, and it's the truth. It just resonates in my soul. After all I've been through, I still have joy. And I thank God for that opening scripture as well, how the psalmist felt like God was taking so long and began to ask God whether he had forgotten him. How long are you going to forget me, Lord? Forever. But he then resolved, saying that he had trusted in the mercy of the Lord. His heart shall rejoice. So we have to sometimes encourage our own soul. After all that we've been through, after all that the enemy has tried to do to us, friends turn their back on us, no matter what the situation is, we can still rejoice. Hallelujah. We can still have joy. And the psalmist said, I sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. God is with us. Amen. And the enemy wants to steal our joy. But don't let him steal your joy. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this Gospel Truth broadcast ministry. I just thank the Lord. I'm just happy down in my soul, and I'm ready for the Word of God. So let us get ready. Get your Bibles out. Open your heart and open your ears so we can hear from the Lord. Further ado, I introduce to you the speaker on this evening in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. Let us pray for her and along with her as she comes forth to minister the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another chance to preach the gospel. We pray that you look upon us on tonight, that you will touch and bless us, strengthen and encourage us even the more. Help us to look to you as never before. We realize that you're the only one that can take us through. We pray that you save, heal, and forgive, and we will give thy name the praise, and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broadcast thus far, for all of the beautiful selections, for the word of God that was read, for the prayer, opening prayer that came through Edenda Tameen. We praise God for what he is doing. At this time, let us go to the word of God in the book of the 37th number of Psalm. Very familiar passages of scriptures, but we're just going to expound on them a little bit on tonight. 37th number of Psalm, and beginning at verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Praise the Lord. This is a psalm of David. And he was saying, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Praise the Lord. I believe when a person frets, they get anxious and they worry. But the scripture is telling us not to worry, not to get anxious because of those who are doing evil. Praise the Lord. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. We don't have to be envious against the workers of iniquity because they're going to soon be cut down and wither as the green herb. My title tonight is talking about the estate of the wicked. And the theme, don't worry about the unrighteous. Don't worry about them. Glory to God. In due time, they're going to get their reward. But we, being the people of God, we must hold on. We must endure our tests and our trials, and we must go through. Don't worry about what's going on with the wicked. They do a lot of down here, and they think that they're getting by, but nobody is going to escape the judgment of the Lord. Verse 2 says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Now, anybody that have seen, or maybe you might have grass in your yard, in the backyard, front yard, wherever. But when you cut that grass down, that grass soon withers. And this is what the word of God is saying. They're going to soon be cut down. This is the evildoers. They're going to soon be cut down like the grass, and they're going to wither as the green herb in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. We, being the people of God, we must continue to trust in the Lord, and we must continue to do good. I don't care how the devil work against you, how evildoers rise up against you. Glory to God. What we must do as being the people of God, we must continue to look to the Lord and trust in the Lord and do good. You know, the Bible said, overcome evil with good. Hallelujah. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. The light thou in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. We must delight ourselves, be rejoiceful about what we are doing for the Lord and for serving the Lord. Be glad about serving the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The word of God tells us if we abide in him and his word abide in us, we can ask whatever we will, and it shall be done unto us. So whatever we need, God's got it, and he will give it to us. If we just continue to stay in the word of God and delight ourselves in the Lord God Almighty, if we commit our way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass, which is sealed with God's seal. He's going to bring it to pass. If we just commit our way unto the Lord, delight ourselves in the Lord, and trust in the Lord, we can ask what we will, and the Lord will do it for us, and he will bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth our righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. And that's exactly what is happening now. People are bringing forth wicked devices, and they're making money off of it, and they're prospering in their own way. But the Bible is telling the people of God to rest in the Lord. Glory to God, to be patient. Just rest in the Lord and look to the Lord. The Bible says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. And this is something the devil tries to do to the people of God, try to make them angry, and make them be wrathful, full of fury. But we don't want to be like that. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. And Satan want us to do evil. But we try to keep our minds stayed on the Lord because we know that evildoers are going to be rewarded. And I pray, Lord, that the Lord keeps us from evil so that we don't get caught up with the devil. The Bible says in verse 10, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with its teeth. You know, I thought about Stephen when they gnashed upon him to bite him,
yes,
and stoned him. And I, as I stated earlier, they didn't take no little pebbles and throw at Stephen, but they threw stones at him, big stones. And they're still doing that today. The devil is still throwing stones. And I'm telling you, over there in Palestine and in Jerusalem, they're throwing stones at one another, throwing stones at the police. But we are living in the last days. Men are calling right wrong and wrong right. We are living in times when wickedness veiling. But we as the people of God, we need to stand our ground. Don't let us be caught up in the evil doings of the world. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him. For he seeth that his day is coming. He's not getting away from God. And as I stated, no one is going to get away from God. We all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And we must tell the things that were done in our body, whether they be good or whether they be evil. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Lord, when you got an upright conversation and you don't want to be involved where they're lying and saying all kinds of evil things, using curse words, lying and cheating, and we don't want to be a part of that. We don't even want to hear that. And the devil, he'll be ready to slay you. Hallelujah. He's got his bow already bent so he can aim at you. He doesn't care whether you say you're safe or not. He don't care. He's waiting to overtake you, to catch you up. But we try to keep our minds stayed on the Lord. Glory to God. We are not worrying about what the devil is doing because we know that his day is coming. His day is going to be a terrible day, but for the saints of God, it's going to be a great and a happy day for the people of God. If we can just hold out and endure unto the end. The Bible says a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. All these wicked people with all this money, all these riches, glory to God, but we, being righteous men and women, we may have a little bit, but the little bit that we have is better than all the riches of many wicked people. So go ahead. You can have your riches. You can have your mansions. You can have the big houses, the cars and money. You can have everything you want. But I'll take the way with Jesus. I decided to make Jesus my choice. I don't know about you today, but my trust is in the Lord. That's why I'm not worried about what Satan is doing. I'm not worried about his riches. I'm not worried about the evildoers and how seem to have. My trust is in God. Hallelujah. And God has everything that I need. Hallelujah. If we just take God at his word and believe him like he told us, we can have whatsoever we will if we ask of God. Believe him in faith. The Bible said, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. You know, God, he is yet upholding his righteous people. We're going to skip down a little bit to verse 23. The steps, good man, are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You know, sometimes, just because we're over here on the Lord's side, don't mean that we are not going to fall. I believe when the song came out by Donnie McClurkin, he began to sing that song, "We Fall Down, But We Get Up." It was a lot of people that rose up against him and rose up against the storm because they were trying to say that saints of God don't fall. But let me tell you one thing. The word of God is saying right here, though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Glory to God. The Bible said a righteous man falleth 7 times, but the hand of the Lord upholdeth him. And the word of God said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Count it all joy. Glory to God. So that means there's going to be a time that you may fall, but God knows we can get back up again. We don't have to stay down there, but we can get up in the Lord and go on with the Lord God Almighty. So I don't agree with that. The Bible's telling us right here, though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. And then he says, I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And I could say of a truth, I haven't seen the righteous forsaken, and I haven't seen his seed begging bread. And I could be a witness myself. When we were down low and about to eat our last meal, God blessed us. I didn't go asking nobody for no money, didn't try to borrow no money from nobody, but God came to my rescue. He sent somebody, and to this day, I don't really know who it was that brought the food to my door, but I heard a knock on the door, and I went to the door, but by the time I got to the door, the person was gone, but there was a bag sitting on the step. It had food in it, and it had dishes with it. And I tell you, we began to praise, rejoice, and be thankful for what God had done, because God made the way, and I know it was the Lord. I glorify God for what he did. I never seen the righteous forsaken. God is not going to forsake his own. But he said, no, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. So we may go through tests and trials down here, but the Lord is yet with us. He won't walk out on us. He won't leave us. Glory to God. And when we fall, like I said, he will uphold us with his hand. And the Bible says he is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. He said, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Praise the Lord. I thank God tonight. All we have to do is do good, overcome evil with good. We being the people of God, let us do what is good. Let us do what is right. Let us not worry about what the wicked got. All that they seem to be prospering. Oh, seem like we are working. We are living for the Lord. We're trusting in God. And seem like the devil try to make it look like we're not getting anywhere. But don't worry about it. Because the Bible tells us to fret not ourselves because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. So we don't have to worry, because the estate of the wicked is going down, and the wicked is going down. I don't care how much land they got, how big their homes are. If they're wicked, they're not going to last. So I'm saying to every one of you, and especially the people of God, because that devil, he'll try you. He'll come, and he'll try you, and he'll say, well, look at so-and-so. They got thus and so, and you living right. How come you can't have it? But one thing about it, can have it too. But we don't want to lust after these things. We don't want to run after these things. We don't want our minds to be turned so much so till we are run after these things that the world has. God will give it to us if we continue to trust in him and stay in the word of God. So we thank God tonight for the word of God, and we hope someone is encouraged to keep looking to the Lord and don't worry about the unrighteous and the things that they are doing. Don't worry about it. It's going to soon be cut off. So let us look to the Lord. And if there's anybody out there in radio land that wants to be saved, you want to turn from those old ways that you have. You want to turn from the worldly ways, and you want to turn from the evil doings. You can turn it over to Jesus on tonight. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer, because we know that prayer changes things. And as we pray, Heavenly Father, we come before you, thanking you for the word of God. We pray that you look upon your people, all those who are on this broadcast on tonight. We want you to touch and bless, oh Lord. Help them to receive your word, oh Lord. And if they're doing evil, help them to turn from the evil. Help them to turn to your word. Help them to look to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, realizing that your word is true and your word is going to stand forever. We want to be found in the word of God, not having our own righteousness, but we want to be found in the word of God. Help us to stand and go through. Oh, my God, save the unsaved, those that want to make a change. We pray that you touch them right now. Touch their heart. Help them to break up their heart. Help them to give their lives to you. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. We know that you are able. We know that you are yet saving. You are yet delivering. And we believe you today, and we know that your word is true. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us to take you at your word, to trust in you with all our hearts, and lean not to our own understanding, but help us, O Lord, and help your people to go through. Help your people to stand in the midst of their tests and trials, whatever they're going through. You know all about it. Oh, my God, afflictions in the body. Jesus, weakness. We know you're able to give strength to the weak and to heal them that are sick. Stretch out your mighty hand, O Lord. Lift the burdens, O Lord. Those who are carrying the heavy burdens, we know you're a burden bearer. Have mercy today. Save to the uttermost. Those that desire to make a change and want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, we pray that you touch them right now. Touch their minds. Help them to break up the stony heart. Help them to commit their way unto you, that you might deliver their souls. Help them to trust in you with all their hearts and lean not to their own understanding. Be merciful today, O Lord. Send mercy, Lord. Look on the souls with compassion, Jesus. Touch right now, O Lord. Help, Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. Look on those who have a special prayer request. We pray that you will grant it according to your will. Let your will be done. Let your blood cover us. Wash and make ever withhold us. Help us to stand and go through. Give us more strength. And where we're weak, build us up where we're torn down. Help us, Jesus. We want to do your will. We want to please you. And we want to be saved in the end. Help us to hold out. Help us to endure, Lord. Help us to make this journey, Lord. Oh, my God, we're looking to you. Our trust is in you today. We know thou art a way maker and a door opener. Fix it, oh, Lord. You know all about it. Fix it tonight, oh, Lord. Somebody is in need today. Touch them, oh, Lord. Make the way out of no way. Open up a door, oh, Lord. Jesus, have your way, Lord. Jesus, move by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, say to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Draw your people closer to you. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Don't let us get caught up in the worldly ways. Don't let us get caught up with all these things of the world. But help us, oh Lord, to look to you in you and delight ourselves in you, and that you may bless us and keep us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for all of the broadcasts on today. We thank you for your word throughout today. We thank you for what you've been doing. We thank you for the soul. We thank you for all that you have done. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name to praise. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for this broadcast. At this time, this part of the broadcast is now into the hands of Dr. Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful, inspiring, powerful message. Very encouraging. And thank God that she brought it out so beautifully. She was talking about the estate of the wicked and encouraging us not to worry about how the wicked is prospering, how they're flourishing. Their day is coming. So we don't have to fret. We don't have to worry about what the wicked are doing. As long as we're doing what God has commanded us to do. And I just thank the Lord for this beautiful message tonight. And I want to encourage everyone to please take the word of God in for yourself. Just trust in the Lord and do good, and God will surely bless you. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists who are on the broadcast and any other clergy who may have tuned in. You are welcome to give remarks at this time. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful message that came on tonight. Those are some of my favorite scriptures. Amen. Letting us know to fret not ourselves because of evildoers. Amen. They're not getting by. Amen. Sometimes I heard the preacher say today, you don't have to let the devil trample all over you and walk all over you, and you don't. But you don't have to fight your own battle because God will fight the battle. Amen. He said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay. I thank God because we don't have to go after these things. We don't have to be like the world. Amen. The Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. So I'm not worrying about what they're doing. I'm worrying about what they have. Amen. As long as I have the Holy Ghost, as long as I have Jesus, that's enough for me. Amen. I just thank God for the word. I'm a little stirred up tonight. Amen. But I thank God for that word. I tell you, God, he is good. He's good, 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 good. The word of God said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that he's good. Amen. He'll heal your body if you taste him. He'll save your soul if you give in to him. Just taste and see. Hallelujah. Taste the Lord. Amen. And see that he's good. Amen. I thank
thank God for the word. Just pray my strength in the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. Come with your vengeance, Maybell, talking about the estate of the wicked and saying we don't have to worry about the unrighteous. We don't have to fret about what the unrighteous are doing. We don't have to fret to do evil either. Like she said, the enemy, that's what he wants from us.
Yes.
He wants us to be wrathful. The wicked, they want us to be like them, vengeful and vindictive.
Yes.
But we don't have to be like that. And sooner or later, they will not be. We might go looking for them, but they'll be gone. And one day the wicked, they're going to cease from troubling, and the weary shall be at rest. But until then, we don't have to worry about the unrighteous. I enjoy the word of God, and I love it when evangelists can be stirred up. I'm excited about the word of God. I thank God for you, Evangelist Maybell, and say you keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other remarks at this time? If not, we truly thank God once again for this broadcast. Thank God for all of you. And again, encourage you to just take the word of God in. It's not worth getting upset and getting a heart attack and getting sick over what somebody else is doing and it seem like they have this. That. Don't worry about what they have.
Amen.
As long as you have what God gave you, don't let them take it away from you.
Amen.
To God. I'm going to give it on back over to Evangelist May because this word will stir you up. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. That's what we want. We want to be stirred up. Everybody can preach. Go ahead if you feel like it. That word out there. And let the devil know that God is real. He's still working miracles. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for all of the remarks coming through our doctors. We have doctors on the line. We thank God for each of them and what he is doing. He's blessing, and the devil is messing. He's mad, but that's all right. I'm glad about what God is doing. Praise God. I just want to remind you that Dr. Cynthia is scheduled to preach at 1400 Kenwood Avenue on March the 5th at 3 p.m. And that's God Loves You Ministry. Praise the Lord. We are looking forward to that. And we believe the Lord. We believe God's got something for us. So we want to go and bear her up if it's the Lord's will. And if that's all, are there any other remarks or anything else? No, we're not going to hold you up. I know you've been pressing all day long. So at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night, if it's the Lord's will. Say good night to you all, and God bless you.